the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, we're beginning to start another football season. 2023 is here. And it's upon us.
It is. I was just thinking a little while ago, I said, I've known Harold Webster since 1996. That's a long time.
Actually, I think it was before then.
Might have been.
But it has been. It's been a lot of fun all these years with Buccaneer football. Yep. And here we go. We're starting on another campaign. We just came off of the 22, another region title.
Yep.
9-1 during the regular season. We ended up 10-2. Losing a heartbreaker of a game in the second round of the state playoffs by 1 point to Clinch County. And again, it was another exciting and successful season. And, Coach, here we have we're starting the season, this program, before our first regular season game, which comes up on Friday against Johnson High School out of Savannah. But we've just gone through 2 weeks of scrimmages. Y'all played Long County 2 weeks ago, two quarters of varsity, two quarters of JV, and then we had the big try meet this past Friday.
Yeah, it would have been nice to finish that up.
It would have been nice. We got to play Brunswick High, and with 24 seconds to go in the quarter, the only quarter we'd have played them in, we were up 6-0 and pounding them. And then it got rained out due to lightning and bad weather. So, fill us in on how you feel about your team this year.
Well, I start after the football season is over. So after the 22 season was over, we get a little downtime, and then that January, we kind of start, you know, herding kids up, getting them into the weight room and our conditioning room, and then January gets here, and we see who's committed, and we go into the off season. So I give our kids an A plus for the off season, you know, as far as what we were doing. Got in shape, we worked hard. Yeah, a little hiccup here and there, but as a group, they did really well. And so the next step would be the summer. Had an excellent month of June, excellent month of July. I very rarely had to say, hey, where are you, to somebody. You know, occasionally one of those teenagers stayed up too late and overslept. But as a norm, it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem to the point where they, you know, they fixed it themselves. I did have a little bit of a problem with continuity this summer. We had, you know, have one group, say you taught a concept and that group was here this week, and then the next week you taught a concept and they weren't here, the ones that missed were. So I felt like I was teaching everything twice. That was a little bit frustrating, but you know, you got summer vacations, you got to, you know, deal with that.
You got teenagers and yeah, and parents, and it's summer.
I think it's hurt us though a little bit more this season, because we graduated a lot of kids off offense that knew the system. So it was last year, you know, for example, you're sitting with eight starters on the offensive side. I've been with you for 3 years, four years. So it didn't make that impact. But when you're trying to teach it from a clean slate, it got a little frustrating having to have one group taught it that week, that group's missed, and another group misses, and so you're teaching the same concept more than a week. A lot of times 2 weeks before you nailed it down. So that slowed us down a little bit, but those guys are coming around. And then, you know, we've got some sophomores right now that are really talented ball players that we just had to mature. You know, we've got a senior class that when we got here in 2019 only had 2 ninth graders. You know, there are 9 of them now. They're wonderful. My son's in that crew. Mm-hmm. We've got 21 juniors. It was massive for a school our size. That's a huge class. And then the rest of the classes have about 10 each. So we're sitting right now with a good summer. And, you know, we played, like you said, Long County and half of varsity, half of JV. I felt good about the defense against Long County. You know, we shut the All-State back down really well. And JV had a goal line stand, you know, so those were all big deals. But offense against Long County was atrocious. might have been the worst half of offense I've seen in a long time. Fumbled opening play, gave him the ball on 25.
Yeah.
Even though we won 8-6, we had a ton of mistakes. Well, flash forward to the Brunswick game, and defense was still playing at a high level. Mistakes were fewer, but we still made some. We got, you and I spoke earlier, gave up a counter. You know, that was big. But the offense stepped forward. We controlled the game. We had there were only 24 plays ran in the first quarter of play that we played, and we ran 16 of them.
Well, and there was a tremendous improvement from my point of view in the Long County to the Brunswick High.
Yeah.
And what did y'all do to get that?
Two things. We simplified what we were doing, and we worked the fundamentals of it. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to simplify it a little further and work those fundamentals this week and see if we can get a little better, you know, what identifies the Buccaneer football team this year.
In the second scrimmage, Savannah Christian was there, and we were going to play them in the for our second quarter. Yeah. It had been their second quarter. They played Brunswick High first. You know, some might say, well, Brunswick High was a little tired, but Brunswick High was big and fast.
They're a defending region champion team. You know, the newspaper read that morning that the three teams there had a combined record in 2022 of 31 wins and 5 losses. So it was, you know, there was no slouches there.
There were no slouches there. And I was looking forward to us competing against Christian, but unfortunately, Mother Nature took care of that and sent us all scattering to the four winds.
You know, the big test from all the schools that were there, if we'd gotten to play, was going to be the offensive line versus some elite pass rushers, elite defensive line. You know, Savannah Christian had the Elijah kid. I don't remember his last name, but he's number two defensive lineman in the country. And then you had the outside linebacker from Brunswick that's really good. And you have, you know, Derek Irons from McIntosh that's really good and garnered a couple of offers in the offseason.
Well, there was a lot of talent out there on the field, and all three teams had players that can play at the college level, so it was exciting to watch. And that's the first time I've been to the Glenn County Stadium since they put down the new turf and everything, and that nice, was a beautiful field. Yeah.
Our kids like the atmosphere. It's not far, you know, so playing there is almost a second home sometimes.
Yeah, we're going across the river, but we're playing somebody we're very familiar with.
How long? I know she had a neutral game. How long is it? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Not long.
It's not long at all. It was exciting. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the upcoming game and the upcoming season. Of course, it's the same season as last year. It's just that we flip-flop from the home games become away games and vice versa. So we only get 4 home games this year.
We had 5 home games last year. We got 4 this year.
Yeah.
And then we kept the neutral site game, you know, in the Border Bowl.
Yep. All right. We've got more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. These words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for 2. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and the Jason, you got my script messed up, but that's okay. We know what we're brought by. All right. Well, Coach, scrimmage, the preseason scrimmages are over with, and now we're going to move into the regular season, and we've got Johnson out of Savannah. I don't know what level they compete in. I believe they're 3A.
They're a 3A playoff team.
So that makes them a much larger school than us. And we've played them in the past. We won last year against them. What do you see out of Johnson coming up?
Johnson graduated a big senior class last year that Coach Bonner had put together. And that was kind of his swan song. He built that class, built a really good crew of kids. I think 18 to 20 plus seniors, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then, he parlayed that and took another job in the other part of the state, did a good job with it. So they're left there with the offensive coordinator from last year, did a good job. He's now the head coach. Defensively, they appear to have changed from a 3-5 to a 3-4, which is a little more user-friendly against the spread teams that they see. Offensively, they hadn't changed a lot. Just, you can tell that they're raw. They're very talented. They're athletes everywhere. They're very raw. You can tell that they're replacing a lot of starters. So I'm glad we're playing them early.
What do you expect out of them offensively? Are they going to run out of the spread?
They do. They're a spread offensive, kind of a pistol Georgia Southern look at times as well. A double slot type stuff I've ran a lot in my career. Right now they're not doing a ton of stuff well. They run the zone pretty well. And then I think the scariest thing that they have is not what they're doing scheme-wise, it's the threat of a kid missing, breaking a tackle and going 80 yards, or the quarterback about to be sacked and breaking loose for a big gain. Their explosiveness, big play potential is something we're going to have to contend with.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of the teams that we play against, we're gonna have that same thing. Of course, we on offense we offer the same thing: miss a tackle, and one of our guys can go. Yeah, we can hurt their feelings in a hurry. Tell me about your offense for this year.
All right. Well, last year, I've always ran what I've been running for a long time with a tweak here or there. It's a hybrid offensive wing tee. You run a shotgun under center, make it look as old as you want or as new as you want. And then we've also got a single wing type look that we ran in the region championship game and some others that the kids absolutely love. It's what we beat Brunswick with the other night.
Right.
Kids like it. It's simple, and they're highly effective with it. So I don't think it's about, a lot of people pressure you. They're pressured to do what they see Georgia and Alabama and the colleges and the pros do. And that's great if you got those players, but I think at the high school level, you better do what your kids can do. And so that's what I try to do with these guys.
Absolutely. If we had some of the quarterbacks that you see in the college ranks, we could probably be more of a passing team. But we've got running backs.
We do. We got a few kids can catch it, too. I think we can throw the ball around some. In fact, that we did this summer. It's just, it's a part of our identity. It's not our identity, but it's a part of our identity. And when we need to go there, we can.
Yep. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You think this upcoming game Friday night, you're going to just try and pound it against them?
Depends on what it is. We're so easy on our checks. You wouldn't believe me if I told you what our checks look like running pass.
Yeah.
And, we took advantage of one. We just dropped it the other night. The rest of the time, we were seeing the run reads. Our kids were seeing the run reads. So if our kids are seeing it, it was there.
It's there. Well, and we were moving the ball at will against Brunswick High. I mean, we didn't break anything for 80 yards, but I think Neo had a 16-yard run, and Ernest was getting
– We averaged 5.1 yards a carry the other night.
Yeah.
So it was, the way I do math, every two plays was a first down.
I saw that too. Only thing that seemed to slow us down was some of the penalties we had. But we were moving the ball well. And one thing I've noticed over the years about your teams, Coach, they play hard.
They do. That's kind of my calling card. Is we make up for a lot of mistakes or lack of knowledge for effort. And that's one thing I don't think a coach can coach is effort. I think that has to be given by the player.
Well, I've seen that in all the games that the Buccaneers have played, and they demonstrated that again on Friday night. And of course, I think they like playing against these bigger schools.
Oh, I promise you, Brunswick and Glenn are like the Big Brother fights. They, you know, we're not supposed to be in them, but occasionally we are.
We'll get to the Glenn Academy game a little later. It's coming up. It's not too far away, and we're looking forward to that contest again. Your defense, my goodness, what can I say about it? I saw speed galore. We had in against Brunswick High, we had two interceptions, one of which was a little short pass, and we got a score off of it. And then on the other one, well played by the safety, and he brought it way back up the field. So, we had a couple of knockdowns and tips. Brunswick High, which, as I recall from last year, threw the ball all over the place against everybody. They didn't have that this time, and your pass rush was exceptional also.
We were able to pressure him with a small amount of rushers. Sometimes we were pressuring with three and four.
Yeah.
You know, and so we were able to get to the quarterback in a timely manner there. But our coverage, we're a year older in the secondary. We got some athletes in the secondary. And everything we've done on defense for the last 2 years has been centered around speed. So we do feel like we play some fast kids on defense, even across the line of scrimmage.
Well, we lost quite a few kids to graduation that were on your offensive line, and I know we have been talking about having to rebuild that offensive line. Let's talk a little bit about that. Who have you got at center this year?
Center's returning starter, Dalton Riles. You know, losing him at the portal game really hurt us in the playoffs. We went in with a backup center, and the backup center did exactly what he's supposed to do. He just, you know, wasn't quite ready for that varsity role, but he's a good kid, and he's going to be better because he got through in that baptism by fire. But Dalton's back in that spot. You were returning right tackle Wayne McClinth, and he's a good ball player, returning all-region tight end Dawson Hassler, who now has picked up. He's a nationally ranked long snapper. We've got one of the best long snappers in the country.
I saw that on the extra point try. He really snapped that ball back there quickly.
We're getting a hold and a snap pretty good. That kicking part, we're still struggling with. I have another kicker that couldn't kick Friday night, but I didn't play him, so he missed a lot of practice.
Okay.
His mom says he's committed now, and I think he is. I think he'll be fine. We'll see today when he comes out.
All right, Coach. We need to take another break here, and then we'll get back to your offensive line, and we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Okay, Coach, we were talking about having to rebuild that offensive line. We talked about a few of your players. Who else have you got there?
So we talked about Dalton Wayne, Dawson Hassler at tight end. So those are the three returning starters on the line. And then right guard has been a battle all summer long, but right now Tyler Alexander has emerged. He started there and done well. Javonte Cummins was starting in front, but Javonte also starts at nose guard. So, you know, it was a case of how much gas does he have in his tank. So Tyler's been able to allow him to play defense and let Javonte come and go on offense. Left guard, a new starter, Gage Medlock. You know, his dad was a wrestler for me my first time through.
Yes.
Michael. So Gage is playing left guard. Gage has really worked hard in the weight room. He wrestled. He's in good shape. He gets better every week.
He's a junior also.
And then left tackle has been, we lost a good player in Danny Thomas last year.
Yeah.
And we've replaced him with Trey Miller. We've been trying to get Trey to play for 11 years, it seems like. And Trey is a big individual. He's 6'4", 320 pounds. And when he gets those meat hooks ahead of, on hold of you, you're in trouble. He just doesn't know a lot of football right now, so he's one that you're going to see get better every week.
That's good. That's good.
It matters to him. He's got a little pride about him. And, you know, we're in a lot of two tight end sets, so the other tight end has been coming in has been Brandon Fowler and Chance Landon. We've got some depth there. And then Chris Austin has played some offensive line at tackle and guard. We've got more depth there than we've had in a minute.
That's great. That's great. How are we lining up in the backfield on offense?
If we go into our Wildcat single wing look, you'll see Ernest McIntosh, Nehemiah West, and probably Andrew Roberson. And the wide out area would be MJ Quarterman, Derek Irons, Reggie Stevens.
Yeah, a lot of those kids have played for you for a few years,
and,
too.
Yeah, and if you see us, you know, in the classic wing tee type stuff, you'll see Nehemiah West at quarterback, my son at quarterback, fullbacks Ernest, Anthony Jackson, Andrew Roberson, and we've got four wings that could hurt you. Demarion McNear, Lorenzo Reed can play fullback and wing back. Jalen Dallas had a wing back. Reggie had a wing back. MJ could play it if he wanted to. So we've got some speed. We're just – two of those young men I mentioned are just rising sophomores. And, you know, they we plugged them in the starting position this summer to get them ready, but they're really not – need to go back in the oven just a little while longer. And you'll see their contributions and playing time hopefully go up as we go progress this season.
Well, they'll be playing a little bit of varsity and playing a lot of JV and
yeah,
getting that experience.
Probably going to be, you know, two to three quarter, four quarters of varsity and at least a couple JV to keep them developing.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, we've still got that maximum six-quarter rule for the JV guys in a week. But it does get them the experience, gets those younger guys the experience because, as we all know, a starter is just one play away from sitting on the bench or being out for the season. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think one player that a lot of folks will probably be seeing a lot of this year is Ernest McIntosh, just a freshman, but he's got a lot of talent there.
He does. Ernest is a good young man. He's very, very blessed athletically. He seems to like what we're doing. I know we had a good time Friday night. If he'll buckle down in the academics and keep working hard, he'll have a bright future. And at the college level, he's a 6'1", 180-90-pound freshman. He might have the body of an 18-year-old, but he's still a freshman. He ran hard Friday night. He was very physical. He's got to get his pad level down. And he's a second-generation football player here. His dad played on the Dome team.
I remember that. When I saw his name, I was thinking about that.
His dad was a good football player and played tight end, defensive end. Ernest reminds me a lot of him in some better ways. Some ways he's better. He's just I don't know what's in the food these days, but the kids are bigger, stronger, faster than they used to be.
That seems like all the kids get bigger than their parents. And,
yeah.
It's just the way it's been going.
I know Brett stretches his neck, see if he's taller than me every day.
Well, he's got a ways to go to catch you on the weight size.
Yeah,
though.
Maybe he won't catch me there.
You never know. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We've got a lot of these shows to do, and we'll talk about some of your defensive players in the next show. We're winding down here. We're all looking forward to this season. We got Johnson this week. Then the week after that will be Glenn Academy. And then we got a little the border wars after that, and it's all going to be exciting. Every game counts. It'll be a little while before we get into region play.
After that border game, we get back in. So we'll play Triple-A team with Johnson, 6A with Brunswick. And then the border wars, I think that team's Triple-A out of Florida. So after that, we go into a Single-A schedule, although two of them aren't region games. There's still a Single-A schedule.
As we well know, Coach, some of these single-A schools could play well in double or triple-A, too. We're one of them. So we like that. Well, Coach, you got anything else for the Buccaneer fans before we
end this? Just come out and support us. Win or lose, we're going to have a good product on the field, and it'll be a fun group to watch.
It's not that far a drive up to Savannah, to Johnson. Do you know where's that game going to be played?
At Islands High School in Savannah.
At Islands High School in Savannah.
Yeah,
everybody can Google that.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about the only four home games. With the neutral game, it makes it look like that. But we also have this year to kind of curb our need for football. We have five of our seven JV games are home.
Well, that's good. So, folks, come on out to the JV games, too, because you get to see a lot of the future talent of the Buccaneers. All right. Well, we want to thank you for joining the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and I'm signing off.